Hi everyone, I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And today we're going to read an article called Happy Times for All at the Mount. Mm. Now you guys must be wondering what the Mount is.
Right.
Well, it's basically a place for people to go when they're older.
Oh, 我大概懂了。所以今天我们可能要提到有关这个地方，就是 the mount， 也就是应该我在猜就是养老院吧。
Yeah, that's right. When people grow old, it might be difficult to take care of yourself、mm-hmm. or to have your family take care of you. So a lot of times,、oh. older people go to things called nursing homes.
所以我们一定要怎么样多多关怀啊，我们的比如说的长辈啦、mm. 或是身边啊，看到比较年长的人，可能要对他们再要多一点耐心啊。那我们今天就是要来提到有关 nursing homes， 也就是养老院。
All right, so let's take a look at what it might be like to stay at、yeah. the Mount.
Let's take a look.
Happy times for all at the Mount.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Providence Mount St. Vincent, or the Mount.Is a very special nursing home in Seattle, U.S. Around 400 seniors live there. They share their space.With 125 preschool kids. The kids are from the Intergenerational Learning Center, ILC.The kids have art and music classes with the seniors. They also exercise, play games, eat lunch together, or just talk.The ILC started working with the Mount in 1991. They wanted the nursing home to be a happy place.The seniors feel less lonely with the kids around. This actually helps them live longer. The kids also become more compassionate.Thanks to this experience.
Word power.
Space. Space. This space is perfect for our new coffee shop. This space is perfect for our new coffee shop. Art. Art. Vera loves art class because she's good at painting. Vera loves art class because she's good at painting.Lonely, lonely. Michael is often lonely because he has no brothers or sisters. Michael is often lonely because he has no brothers or sisters. Actually, people call me Rob, but my real name is actually Robert. People call me Rob, but my real name is actually Robert.
The article first starts with it saying Providence Mount St. Vincent, or the Mount, is a very special nursing home in Seattle, U.S. Now, a nursing home, again, as we mentioned, is a place where older people go who are not really able to take care of themselves. So they go to these places so other people can take care of them. They can live there and they can live like very, I think, really relaxed there too.
刚刚我们提到 The Mount 是比较简单的说法，可是呢它的全名是 Providence Mount St. Vincent， OK， 也就是 The Mount 啦。它是一间在美国的西雅图 Seattle 非常特别的疗养院，对不起，我的中文不好。
Nursing
home 其实就是养老院啦 ，OK， 或是疗养院哦。那其实刚刚 Tiffany 有提到，有些老人可能他们到了某一个年纪，他们就没有办法照顾自己的时候，这时候他们就可以去养老院，因为这边会有专业的人士来照顾他们。照顾的英文就是 take care of。
And I think actually this is also a cultural difference as well because most of the time in Asia we live with our grandparents,
right.
And we try our best to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the States, the culture is a little bit different.
Right.
So sometimes the children, they take their parents to nursing homes because mm-hmm. maybe they live far away or it's very difficult for them to take mm-hmm. care of their parents mm-hmm. now they're the older.
真的，其实在台湾好像大部分我们的就文化差异啦，我们可能就是觉得说，哎，就是我们可能要照顾我们的阿公阿嬷啦，我们要表示我们是很孝顺啊。可在国外呢，其实他们的观念呢可能就比较不同，也不是说他们不孝，但是他们可能有时候真的是他们跟他爸爸妈妈住的比较远的时候怎么办，那当然就是觉得说，哎，其实搞不好他们没有能力或是他们没有时间去照顾的时候，就可以把他们送到 nursing homes。
So let's continue reading. It says around400 seniors live there. Whoa, that's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we look at the word senior, it means someone older in age. Okay, so maybe this is someone who was older than 60 years old.
Okay.
And what we can call these people is, there's a nicer way to say it than old people. Okay,
right.
Please don't say old people. You can call them senior citizens.
Oh.
Okay, senior citizens. You can even use senior as an adjective as well.
Right.
For example, it's a way to describe that someone is older than you in age. So, for example, Bob is 15 years senior to me. That means Bob is 15 years older than me. Don't worry, I'm not dating Bob. I'm not dating Bob. Don't worry. So that's why when you're in the 12th grade or your last year of high school, you're called a senior as well. Because you kind of went through all these years of high school. Now you're kind of like the, you know, older person. You know more. You're called a senior. Okay, when you first start out in high school, do you know what it's called?
Freshman.
Yeah. And then when you're on the second year of high school, you're called a sophomore. The third year is called a
junior.
And then you become a senior.
Oh, cool. Okay, 我们来看一下，到底呢，在 The Mount 有多少名这个老人家住在那边呢？哇，有将近400位。Okay, 我们在这里我们提到的 senior， 当然呢，如果你说 old people 老人，听起来就好像有点不太礼貌，所以你用 senior 这个字，其实听起来就是比较有礼貌的说法，年长者这样子的意思哦。大概呢可能是60岁以上哦。那当然呢，其实像是我们有时候在公车上看到一些比较年长的人，我们可以说，我们要可能要让座给老人， we should give seats to the elderly， OK、
right.
这时候也是表示说他们是年长的意思，跟 senior 的意思是差不多的。那刚刚也有提到说年纪的差别，如果他比我更加的年长的 senior 也可以 可以当做形容词，表示比你大的，或者它可以当做名词。OK， 像是呢，第一年的新生就是 freshman 嘛。OK， 那第二年就是 sophomore， 第三年就是 junior。你如果你是最后一年的哦，你就可能觉得说，Hello， 我是学长学姐了，你就是个 senior。通常可能就会觉得说，走路对不对都有风没有啦，就感觉说你可以叫学弟学妹做一些事情，没有啦，开玩笑的啦。
Yeah, you're the cool one now。
你还是可能要照顾一下学弟妹好吗，seniors？
Yeah， be nice。
Yeah。
All right， so let's continue reading. The article says they share their space with125 preschool kids. Oh, that is quite different as well, because usually when we think about nursing homes, we think, oh, it's filled with, you know, elderly people or older people.
Right.
But actually, this place, there's also preschool kids too. Aww. Now, what is preschool? Okay, pre means before. Okay, school. So before school. So basically before children go to kindergarten, they go to preschool.Oh, that's really cute.
好可爱哦。好，我们来看一下哦。就是呢，一般我们对于就是养老院可能会想说，诶，可能都是相当同样的年纪的长辈们。可是呢，在 The Mount 是不同的哦。他们和125名的学龄前的小朋友共享他们的空间诶。这里我们看到的 preschool, pre,当做自首，就是在什么之前、预先这样的意思。所以 preschool 就是学龄前的，或是入学前的。所以刚刚提到就是 kindergarten，OK， 就是幼稚园，就是可能幼儿园吧，就是在去上课之前，就是 preschool， OK。
So a while ago, we saw that the seniors share their space with other preschool kids. Now, space here is our word power word. It's spelled S-P-A-C-E, space.It's a noun and it means an empty or available area. Okay, now, I don't know about you guys, but I care a lot about personal space, okay? What is personal space? It's how much room or distance you need from another person to feel comfortable. So my personal space is the area around me, okay? And the area around me that I feel comfortable with when I stand next to someone. But let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, this space is perfect for our new coffee shop. This space is perfect for our new coffee shop.
I need some personal space, thanks. Ah, just kidding. Space 就是空间的意思。Personal space 就是人与人之间，我们其实都要有一个安全的私人的距离。所以有些人可能不喜欢，就是你靠它太近哦。OK， 好了，那刚刚提到 space 这个字要怎么用呢？像是呢，比方像是，哎，我如果要说，哎，这里好像没有很多就是空出来的空间，我们就可以说 there is not much empty or clear space.或者有时候我觉得家里还是不要放一些什么 old boxes, 一些旧的箱子。Because old boxes, they take up a lot of space.
Oh, okay. My shoes in those boxes take up a lot of space.
很占空间好吗？这样家里会很脏。OK, 我们来看一下刚刚的例句提到就是 This space is perfect for our new coffee shop. 就是这个空间太适合我们新的咖啡店了。
So let's continue reading. It says, the kids are from the Intergenerational Learning Center.If it's too difficult, you can just say ILC.
真的，这些孩子是从 ILC, 但是它中文我们可以看一下它什么意思，就是跨代 ，OK， 就是时代的代学习中心来的，他们是从这个学习中心来的。
OK, what about these kids? It says the kids have art and music classes with the seniors.
Oh, that's
actually kind of cute and fun at the same time.
对啊，其实我觉得还蛮好玩的、哦，所以这些小朋友们他们会和老人家们一起上。美术课以及音乐课。
And that's right. We saw the word art, which is also our word pair word. It's spelled A-R-T, art. Art is a noun, and it means paintings, drawings, and sculptures that are created to be beautiful or to express some ideas. So artists are people who do these things. They create something called art.Okay, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Vera loves art class because she's good at painting. Vera loves art class because she's good at painting.
I love art.
Me too.
But I can't draw. Okay, 来看一下 art 这个字就是美术，像是以前你们在学校哎有上过，应该有上过美术课吧，就是 art class。 那我记得我都非常喜欢我的 art teacher， 美术老师好像感觉都很有气质很漂亮哎。那如果你是收藏艺术品的那个爱好者，你可以说你是一个 an art collector or an art lover。 OK， 那我们看回刚刚的例句，就是 Vera 她 she loves art class， 她热爱美术课， because she is good at painting， 因为她很擅长绘画。 I can't paint、
I'm okay but of course I'm no artist otherwise、I would be out there doing that. Right. So next let's continue reading. The article says they also exercise、play games, eat lunch together、or just talk. That's really cute actually.
好可爱哦，我也想要住那里耶。开玩笑啦。 OK， 所以他们还会一起怎么样运动啦， exercise 玩游戏啦，吃午餐啦，或者更简单就是聊聊天而已，反正就是有作伴的感觉。
I think that's actually really great sometimes because、maybe they don't have any grandchildren, they don't have children of their own, so it's something that can make them feel happier as well.
真的，我觉得这样他们会更开心，因为搞不好他们可能也没有孙子，或者是说他们有但是没有办法陪伴他们。
Alright, so let's continue reading. It says, the ILC started working with the Mount in 1991.
Wow, that's a long time
ago. That's a long time ago.
所以 ILC 从1991年就开始跟 the Mount 合作。
Okay, what did they do? Well, they wanted the nursing home to be a happy place.
It sounds like one.
It sounds like a very happy place.
Right. 他们希望这个疗养院能够成为一个快乐的地方。
Okay, why is that? Because they said the seniors feel less lonely with the kids around. I definitely
agree.
Because I think the older you get and, you know, you see, if you do have children, you see your own children far away, they're working, your grandchildren, they're not around as well, you might feel a little bit lonely, right? And if you're husband or wife, I don't even want to think about it. It might make me cry.
对啊，好了，先不要哭，因为你还年轻， OK. 所以老人家有了这些小朋友在身边之后呢，哎，他们变得比较不孤单了。这里有提到的 less 在接上形容词，就是表示呢比较级的用法，比较不怎么样。 OK， 比方像是 This test seemed much less difficult than the last one。 哎，这个考试好像比上一个哎简单多了，就是不那么困难、或者是哎，可能在买东西可能就会说 Do you have another one that's less expensive？ 其实就是在杀价啦，就是有没有比较没有那么贵比较便宜的另外一个这个东西呢？
That's right. Alright, soThey created this place so they don't want the seniors to feel lonely. Now, lonely here is our word, pair word is spelled L-O-N-E-L-Y, lonely. Lonely is an adjective and it means unhappy because you are not with other people. Okay, remember, being alone is not the same as feeling lonely. Okay, you could be alone, you could be by yourself, you can enjoy things, but you're never lonely. Okay, let's take a look at the example sentence. It says, Michael is often lonely because he has no brothers or sisters. Michael is often lonely because he has no brothers or sisters.
Tiffany, did you feel lonely when I took that long break?
I did. I felt very alone. I felt very lonely. I was so lost without you.
对啊，我现在回来你会很开心。
Of course.
Okay, lonely 就是寂寞的。那刚刚 Tiffany 老师解释的很好。其实 lonely 并不表示就是跟 alone 这两个字其实并不表示是一样的，因为有时候呢一个人去做一件事情其实很 OK 的，你不用很寂寞很孤单。一个人去做什么会用 alone， 像是 I like to shop alone， 我觉得一个人去买东西偶尔这样一个人也不错啊。Or sometimes it's cool to be home alone、记不记得那部电影小鬼当家就是 home alone， 就是一个人在家。So you're right, if you're alone, it doesn't mean you're lonely. 相反的呢， sometimes you can or you might feel lonely even if you're with a group of people.
Oh,
你有时候跟很多人在一起搞不好内心还是寂寞，所以跟就是一个人这个事情是无关的啦。OK， 我们来看回刚刚的例句，提到就是 Michael 他时常感到寂寞哦，因为他没有任何兄弟姐妹。 He's the only child.
Ah, poor kid. Don't worry, go out and play with your friends.
Or watch our show.
Yeah, watch us. You won't feel lonely. Alright, so next, let's continue reading. It says, This actually helps them live longer.
Wow.
Because
oh, okay.
you're happier, right?
Yeah,
I think it's about your kind of mentality.
Right, 对啊，其实你心灵如果更开心的话，其实更可以帮助他们怎么样 live longer, 就是更长寿。
Yeah, so this actually helps them live longer. Actually is, again, our word pair word. It's spelled A-C-T-U-A-L-L-Y. Actually. Actually is an adverb and it means in fact or really. For example, we can say, people call me Rob, but my real name is actually Robert. People call me Rob, but my real name is actually Robert.
Actually, 我们来看一下这个副词，就是事实上。那有时候呢，它是用来强调的语气哦。比方像是 I could hardly believe it when she actually apologized to me.可能就是她的个性搞不好是很就是公主病啦，就说哇，她向我道歉的时候，我几乎无法相信哎。OK, 或者是呢，如果有人称赞说 Oh, I like your new top. 可是你可能会说 Thanks, but actually, I've had them for almost a year.
Yeah, 就是 just noticed.
其实我已经穿了一年多了，你现在才知道，所以你要强调事实上如何如何。所以刚刚再看回例句，就是说 People call me Rob, 就是大家都叫我 Rob, 但其实呢 My real name is actually Robert, 但其实我真正的名字其实是 Robert. Okay.
Alright, so let's continue reading. It says the kids also becomemore compassionate thanks to this experience. So compassionate means a feeling, to show feeling of concern for someone because maybe they're sick, they're hurt, poor, or just not feeling good.
对啊，我也觉得因为这样跟就是老人家陪伴的经验这些孩子们也变得更有同情心的。这里的 compassionate 就是当作形容才用，就是富有同情心的。而且我们还看到 thanks to, 就是由于什么什么或是因为什么什么 OK, 比方像是呢你可以说 It's thanks to Sandy that I heard about the job. 幸亏 Sandy 我才得知那份工作 OK, 不过有时候 thanks to 也可能是负面的意思，可能说、oh, The baby is awake thanks to you and your shouting.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah, 都怪你太吵了，这个婴儿都吵醒了，多亏你哦 ，OK, 就是有这样的意思。可是 thanks to 其实是有这种有时候有种反讽的意思啦。
Yeah, it depends on just the way you say it and your tone of voice. So say thanks to you is a very negative thing. All right, so let's take a look at our magic box first, and we'll be right back for our review time.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hi everyone, 欢迎来到 Magic Box, 今天要介绍英文里的比较级。如果呢要说比较如何怎么样呢，我们可以在形容词后面加上 er, 就可以表示形容这个比较怎么样怎么样。比如说呢，台湾比日本热， Taiwan is hotter than Japan。 Hot 呢后面重复字尾再加上 er 表示比较热。另外呢，我们也学过如果是两个音节，比如说 beautiful 是三个音节的这种长字。比较美呢，我们不会说 beautifuler, 太难念了，我们会在前面加上一个 more beautiful, 表示比较美的。那如果是要说比较不美呢，今天的文章介绍 The Mount 养老院呢，有了孩子的陪伴， The old people feel less lonely, 比较不孤单。我们看到前面这个 lonely 呢，孤单，再加上一个 less, 有一个否定的意味，表示比较不。 Let's make another sentence, 一样用 hot 这个形容词呢， The weather in November is less hot than August, 十一月的天气呢比较不热。也可以呢再加上长音节的形容词啦，比如说 The jacket in this store is less expensive than the other one, 这里的夹克比起另一街卖的呢比较不贵。所以啦，我们可以总结啦，比较级里面呢用 more 的相反呢就是用 less, 比较不怎么样怎么样，比较多我们用 more 加形容词，而比较不怎么样我们用 less 后面加形容词。 Did you get it right? Let's take a little quiz. 公司呢在月初的时候比较不忙， The company is at the beginning of the month. Check the answer right after break.
The answer isThe company is less busy at the beginning of the month. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, it's review time, and this time we're going to fill in the blanks. So we're going to say a sentence, and you have to guess the word.
Okay, are you guys ready?
First one. I love blank. Pablo Picasso is my favorite. I can't say this word, because then you will know.
一定在讲到毕卡索，一定是art.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. He's my favorite artist.
Okay, my turn. Okay. I'm alone, but I'm not blank.
You're not lonely, because I'm here.
I know, right? Because you're always with me. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Give me another sentence.
My name is Rob, but people blank me Robert.
Your name is actually Robert?
I'm Robert. Actually, my name is Tiffany, but people can call me Tiff or Tiffy.
Tiffy 好蛮可爱的。
All right, the last one.
Go away. I need some personal blank. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to Long Wei.
Okay. I know, because sometimes it kind of smells, right?
I know, in the summer. Long Wei, 拜托, 我需
要点空间。 Sorry, we need some personal space. And that is our answer.
Okay, did you guys get all these words right? If not, you should practice more, okay? 那你要自己玩造句吧, but we're out of time. We'll see you next time.
Bye!
Happy times for all at The Mount.
Providence Mount St. Vincent, or The Mount, is a very special nursing home in Seattle, U.S. Around 400 seniors live there. They share their space with 125 preschool kids. The kids are from the Intergenerational Learning Center, ILC.The kids have art and music classes with the seniors. They also exercise, play games, eat lunch together, or just talk. The ILC started working with The Mount in 1991. They wanted the nursing home to be a happy place. The seniors feel less lonely with the kids around. This actually helps them live longer. The kids also become more compassionate thanks to this experience.
Space, space. This space is perfect for our new coffee shop.This space is perfect for our new coffee shop. Art. Art. Vera loves art class because she's good at painting. Vera loves art class because she's good at painting. Lonely. Lonely.Michael is often lonely because he has no brothers or sisters. Michael is often lonely because he has no brothers or sisters. Actually, actually. People call me Rob, but my real name is actually Robert.People call me Rob, but my real name is actually Robert.